Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We like hanging out with you, and we really appreciate all the wonderful things that you do for the community, that's for sure. Folks, it is with great pleasure that I get to introduce a new friend, Chris Carson. She is president of the League of Women Voters, and I promised her staff that I would be on my very, very best behavior as a talk show host, and I would do her proud. So with that and much ado, Chris, welcome to the Union Edge.
Thank you, Charles. I'm really very happy to be here. It's very exciting for us to be able to talk to all your listeners.
Chris, we are very excited about having you, and the reason why we reached out to you guys and asked you to come on is when it's all said and done, we believe that people voting is a very, very important thing. And we want to encourage everybody to vote at least once per election. And we want to make it so it's as easy as possible for everybody to vote. You know, I'm a huge fan of trying to make things easier for people to vote. And I have nothing but the greatest respect for the League of Women Voters at the local level and, of course, at the national level. And then I was kind of excited to find out that you have union folk in your family.
I do. My father was a member of the Postal Workers Union, and my mother worked in aerospace, so she was a member of IAM, the machinists. And, of course, we've got teachers and nurses and a lot of other, people in the entertainment industry and the family. They're all, solid union members.
There you go. There you go. Unionization in this country has changed. By 2020, women are going to be in the majority of unions in this country. And there are some other changes. I'm also gratified to know that union membership by total numbers is growing. And we're going to continue to do what we can, not only for the membership, but for the entire community, because that's what labor union people do. So, Chris, talk to us a little bit about what the League of Women Voters do and how people can get involved.
Well, I need to emphasize, we don't support, candidates or political parties. So no matter where you how you vote for, a party or something, we don't go there. So we welcome all people to join the League. And we believe, beyond that, we work proactively with elected representatives of both parties to effect really good government policy. And it happens. Amidst all the screaming and yelling, there still are Republicans and Democrats elected to office who want to work productively for their constituents and for the country, and we work with them.
And that's a wonderful thing. It kind of sounds like a union, because about a third of the membership of unions in this country are Republicans, a third are Democrats, and a third are independents. So that's not a novel concept for union members in this country. Most oftentimes, union leadership tell people to vote their job and lobby their hobby. Cecil Roberts is very famous for that from the United Mine Workers. But when it's all said and done, we're all in this together, and it doesn't matter if we get a big D or a big R after our name. We're in the same boat, and we got to do the right thing by this country and by our communities. And one of those things is health care. I know that the League of Women Voters are working on health care issues. What's going on there?
Well, we have been. We started working on it in the early 90s, and we supported ACA, the Affordable Care Act. Most people call it Obamacare, but the name is the ACA,
mm-hmm.
Because we believe that all Americans should have health coverage and access to health care. And while this law that we strongly supported and lobbied for isn't perfect, it's the best better than anything we've had so far. And right now, of course, the majority in Congress is getting ready to destroy it. And we are, of course, outraged, and we are now working very hard to oppose that destruction and make sure that all Americans continue to have health care coverage.
When you say that the League of Women Voters are actively working to protect the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, you know, I sit here and I ask myself, you know, I've worked very closely with some of our friends with the Alliance for Retired Americans and also AARP. And they have very different tactics on how they engage a membership to convince Congress to do the right thing. How does the League of Women Voters, as a nonpartisan organization, get out there and convince members of Congress to do the right thing?
Well, we are completely grassroots. You know, we're over 700 local leagues all over the country, rural, urban, mountains, deserts, you know, big cities, little towns. We're rooted in the community as well as having, you know, state and national. So our members actively speak to their, in this case, their congressional representatives to tell them that we want health care for all Americans, and we support this act. And if there can be improvements, fine, but you don't completely destroy the current system with a vague promise that, well, we'll come up with something better. Trust us.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful thing. Right now we're talking with Chris Carson. She is the president, national president, of the League of Women Voters. Chris, how you have 700 leagues all across the United States. How many members do you have nationally?
Oh, well, actual, you know, people who belong to the league, who have joined, I'd say about, you know, between 50, 60,000. But we have a whole network of supporters, people who, you know, respond to our action alerts, who lobby their state and, you know, local, state, and federal representatives with our message. So we have that core voice of people who are rooted in the local communities and a whole lot of other people who join us and, you know, lend their voices to our voice, specifically here in lobbying to protect the Health Care Act.
And this is a good thing. This is absolutely a good thing. Listen, Chris, we need to take a short break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more. How's that?
Okay.
Fantastic. Right now we're talking with Chris Carson, League of Women Voters. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in the Union Edge. Joining us today by phone, we've got Chris Carson. She's president, national president of the League of Women Voters. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Chris, it is my pleasure, and I appreciate it, and I am so excited about getting to work with you and your people on a regular basis. You know, I'm a vet, and vets are kind of funny. You know, when it comes to voting, we don't care which damn fool you vote for, but by God, it's your right to vote, and we're going to stand up for it. When I was with the National Union for the Department of Homeland Security, you know, I had to go in and I had to talk to members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. And it was slightly different, but the end message was all the same. We need to take care of those people that are out there taking care of the job. And labor today is probably far more, I don't know how to put it. It's not quite as politically partisan as it used to be, and we actively work hard to find friends on both sides of the aisle, and I'm very proud of that. And, you know, the more that we get people that are willing to work on behalf of working people, the better off we are. And I encourage people to to find those people and to engage their members of Congress on a regular basis. And when their congressman does something right, pick up the phone and tell them. And when they do something wrong, pick up the phone and tell them. And the more we do that, the better and closer the politics and their efforts come to our needs. And that's a good thing. That's just my opinion.
Well, I'd like to emphasize that fact of thanking people. Elected officials at all levels get dumped on. And nobody ever compliments them and said, "You great job there." So, first of all, the League of Women Voters believes in civil discourse, and so we don't scream at people. And we insist that our forums and our meetings and everything, that people don't scream at each other.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also, we believe in representative government. And we have to support our elected representatives in a positive manner. And when they do something right, you should say so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Congress today, opening day of the 115th Congress, very quietly decided that they were going to do away with a watchdog group that ensured that members of Congress did what they're supposed to do and don't do what they're not supposed to do. And apparently there was a lot of outrage from the public. I know I personally called my congressional office and was told that they got that message already. How do things like this happen, and how effective is it when people pick up the phone and call their congressperson?
Well, one of the League's basic principles is openness and transparency. Government needs to proceed in the open. And this was a classic example. Time-honored, it goes back as long as there have been, you know, politics, both parties, go behind closed doors in the dead of the night and do something that you know won't be accepted if it was done in public, and hope nobody notices. And this is what happened. I mean, certainly we noticed. Last night, the League issued a press statement condemning this dark of night kind of behavior. And yet, you know, in the situation where everybody is complaining about, you know, corruption and drain the swamp, to have gone ahead and done this, well, I'd say we were speechless, except that we weren't really speechless, because the League of Women Voters and everybody else started literally screaming very early. And here is an example of why people need to pay attention and react.
Absolutely. When we as constituents find these things and we pick up the phone, is it really effective, or are there other tools that we should be using to be more effective?
Well, it is effective to politely but firmly tell your, say in this case your Congress member, you like or don't like what they're doing. But for instance, you need to go beyond that, because this is purely reacting. The League of Women Voters is actively engaged in public policy advocacy. We follow the issues, some of the issues we've been working on for, well, we got started in 1920, and we're still working on a lot of what we were interested in 1920. So, for instance, people join the League, they get rooted in their community, they learn about the policy issues in a nonpartisan manner, and they learn how to effectively work with other League members and coalition partners in your community to stay ahead of the game, to be proactive, to encourage good policy, and to stop bad policy before, we would hope, you get to the point where they do this kind of thing.
Absolutely.
But as I say, the League of Women Voters is a great way to learn about government and learn how to work with other people to make government work the right way.
There you go. Chris, I in going over the website for the League of Women Voters, I was kind of surprised to see some of the other topics that you advocate for. Can you tell us what they are?
Well, at the national level right now, and certainly in many, many states, we are deeply concerned about the assault on voting rights that is taking place, that is spreading and broadening, getting ever more serious. There are some states, there are a few of them, which are doing proactive work to make voting easier, but in a great many states, as well as we're anticipating threats in Congress, throwing up more barriers to American citizens exercising their right to vote. So we are working on that at both the national and the state level. And that would include redistricting, because if you've got it in a gerrymandered district where your representative doesn't need to pay attention to you, it really doesn't matter what you call or write about, they don't need to bother to listen to you. And then we're working on money in politics. It's kind of interesting, because with this Office of Congressional Ethics thing, at both the national and state level, there's an appalling amount of money sloshing around. We can't track it, or very little of it. No idea where it came from, what it's doing, who's doing it. And it is continues to have a terrible impact, not just at the national and the state level, but at the local level. The things that people in towns care about, the elections could be bought, and they don't know who's buying them. So we are very strongly working to have good disclosure of not just, to candidates, but from super PACs and super PACs. We want to be able to trace the money, start to finish. And certainly we are working for stronger ethics laws and commissions, and we're working for public financing of campaigns where, people can, candidates get a reasonable amount of money, matching funds, so they don't have to take money from anonymous donors.
And
of course, now we are working to strongly defend the work that we have been doing for decades on climate change and environmental protection.
And these are all very, very important things. Some countries have different ways of encouraging or getting people to come out and vote, and they have higher levels of voter participation. I think it's Australia that if you don't go and vote on voting day, they send you a ticket in the mail. That may or may not be constitutional here in the United States, but do you have a favorite way of making it easier for people to get out and vote? And
the American election system is very fragmented. There are 50 states and 50 different ways, and within those, some of those states, each county does what it pleases. So it's not a favorite way. What we very strongly support, there are a whole lot of things. We just say, knock down the barriers to people voting. Whether it's same-day registration, you go in and you register on election day, getting good, solid, objective information about where you're supposed to vote and what's on your ballot well enough in advance. Some states don't give you any information. You have to dig it out yourself. Voting centers, early voting, mail-in voting is growing by leaps and bounds because of the crazy way people work now, whether they're commuting long distances or juggling jobs and childcare. Giving people the opportunity to vote early, whether by mail or in, the new voting centers where you can go vote anywhere in your county at a center and on a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon or wherever, making it easier, knocking down barriers to register to vote. not having to, you know, prove that you are an American citizen. There's a whole range, and that the league backs. And as I say, you just identify what makes it hard for people to vote, and then turn it around so it's easy.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think there's a lot of ways that we can make it easier for people to vote, be less restrictive. And quite frankly, I think it's a shame anytime somebody does something like voter ID or other tactics specifically directed towards certain classes of people. So
yeah,
we're going to continue to raise the flag on that.
The League of Women Voters was born out of the fight to give women the right to vote. We stand with everyone has the right to vote, and we're still working on it, and we have a long way to go here.
Well, like I said, you guys are doing a great job in getting that done. We're proud in any small or large way that we can help the League of Women Voters, and we are absolutely delighted that we're going to be having you guys the first and third Tuesday of every month, I think it is. And
yep.
We're going to continue to do this until we either win the fight or you guys get tired.
Well, you know, and if people are interested, they can follow us on Facebook or on Twitter, which is at League of Women Voters. If you follow us, you will find out about our action alerts and what's going on in, your community, and give us a look. And, at the very least, join your voices with our voices on issues that we all care about. And, maybe check out the league and see what you think.
Absolutely. And the website is League of Women or LWV.org.
LWV.org.
There you go. Chris, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it. And I look forward to talking to you again here very soon.
I'm very glad to start it off.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. It was Chris Carson of the League of Women Voters. I'm Charles Showalter, and you're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.